cry, Hawaii and Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melukalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. A little nostalgia. Merry Christmas from the beautiful islands of Hawaii. Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here, your host on the Bill Bunkley Show, broadcasting on Salem Radio all across Central Florida. Well, as we get into the Christmas Hanukkah season, going into the New Year's, there's a lot of specials on television. There's a lot of new movies coming out. And, of course, there's a lot of printed materials that we can choose from each and every day, comic books, et cetera, novels. Have you ever thought about how those ever come to be? Well, let's talk about that, and very interesting to find out more about IDW Media Holdings. And joining us this afternoon is the CEO, Alan Graffman. He is a fellow Floridian from right here in Clearwater. Going to tell us a little bit about how all this comes to be in their area of specialty to make this happen. And with that, Alan, good to have you with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for that generous introduction, Bill. Great to be with you and great to have Tampa on my mind.
Absolutely. Well, you know, everybody has enjoyed comic books and everybody has enjoyed a good novel. Now, you are a company that provides the compelling stories and characters for, you know, audiences all around the globe. Tell us a little bit about your company and how you provide the synergy to bring some of these thoughts and ideas to life.
So, Bill, I'm going to do that in maybe a two-part method. By that, I mean we have the publications and we have also the media, the television that sometimes is successfully brought to life. So we are the only public company in this sector of what we would call comic book, graphic novel, and television media. And IDW Media Holdings has been in business for decades. We've been very successful. And your listeners will know many of the titles that we have, including some well-known ones from the past, including Sonic the Hedgehog, including Dungeons & Dragons, including G.I. Joe. And we also have what we call graphic novels, which are higher-end, more expensive properties, built along well-known people such as the congressperson John Lewis, and his story, George Takei, and his story as a family. The company does both comic books, which are relatively inexpensive, and that runs the gamut from children's to young adult through to adult, and as I said, graphic novels, which are more expensive. We do both of those, and we are considered to be the third largest company of this nature, after DC Comics, owned by Warner Brothers, and Marvel, owned by DC, or owned by Disney, that is. So we bring it all together, and then we take that to television. We have some series that have been on Netflix, most recently Lock and Key, which has had a great run, and also more recently on Apple, where Surfside Girls is a young adult adventure story. So IDW Media Holdings, been in business a long time. We're public, so your listeners can take a look and see what we're about. And it's the gift-giving season, so maybe that'll spark a thought with your listeners.
Now, you mentioned a little bit about the company, and I know people are always trying to learn more about opportunities. Now, did I hear you say something about that IDW Media Holdings is the only investable company of its kind?
Yes, you did, actually, Bill, and thanks for picking up on that. We're a public company, and we're on the New York Stock Exchange, the Amex division. The ticker is IDW. Your audience might be interested in learning more. We also have, obviously, we reach the public through public sites where our properties are viewed. IDW Media Holdings has a publishing site where we list the comics and that I mentioned. Godzilla is one of ours. I mentioned Sonic. I mentioned G.I. Joe. I mentioned maybe My Little Pony. And we also have a site for our higher end properties, Top Shelf Productions, where we recently put out a book about the biography of Charles Schulz, who created Snoopy and Peanuts. Other higher end types of adult, by adult I mean mature audiences, that have won a lot of awards. And so I would suggest they could look at either of those sites or just go to, you know, Bloomberg and type in IDW Media Holdings, and they'll see. We do about, publicly reported, we do between 20 and 30 million of revenue, and there's a lot about us in the media.
And by the way, the official website is IDWMediaHoldings.com, IDWMediaHoldings.com. Might want to check that out. And we're having the honor of speaking with Alan Graffin this afternoon, the CEO of IDW Media Holdings. So for us that are on the outside of all of this creative activity, how do you attract the creative talent? How do you attract the and partner with these studio partners?
Well, Bill, I'm smiling broadly because I just wrote on this very topic. And at IDWMediaHoldings.com, it was published a week ago, actually 5 days ago. And the title of the article was Creative Success Leads to Becoming Partner of Choice. So the answer, Bill, to your question is we – and by the way, I'm only in the chair for less than 6 months. But we've really focused historically and even more so now on being a partner of choice. And that, in three words, captures – we want to be where creative illustrators, writers, people who generate ideas, where they come to us first, where they come to us with their best ideas. And we want them to come back even if we can't act on it, even if we can't monetize it in the way that perhaps the owner wants. But we want them to have the experience where, you know what, they treated me with respect, they responded promptly, and these are people that I would like to partner with. We have a lot of great executives in the company, and we come from places like DC Comics. We come from places like Disney. We come from places – I've been at several other comic book companies. I was president of Archie Comics. I've spent time at Disney and ABC and Hallmark. So we want to be – the partner of choice for everyone, for our customers, our clients, and our prospective partners.
Well, how do you bring it all together? Because you've got the different divisions and an attractive portfolio there of not only current, but some of the historic, past creators, et cetera. So you have a publishing division, and then you have another division, the entertainment division there at IDW. How do you get those two to work together, let's say, to collaborate to bring to the public, say, a television show?
So there's two parts to answer that, Bill. The first part is think of a big wheel in the center and call that where all the intellectual property, all the comic ideas, all the content sits. Driving that is publishing, and publishing is usually, almost always, the first step. But creatives often want their ideas not only to be successful in publishing, but they want to, they aspire often to also be in television. So if you think of three gears all interlocking, you have the actual creative endeavor, the title, the publication, and you have publishing that brings it to life first. And when that's successful, it drives the entertainment opportunity. It doesn't happen all the time. It's quite hard, but creatives understand that if we work together successfully, that increases dramatically the opportunities for a television media entertainment opportunity for them.
Now, one of the things that you do, we've talked all about some of the things that you've taken from scratch on the creative side, but at the same time, we have major companies that will contact you there at IDW, and they've already have their comic book series. It's already branded with their entertainment brand. You mentioned G.I. Joe. I think Star Trek is in there as well. How does this part of your business that takes other creative content and how you work with that, and why is that a significant portion of the overall company revenue?
So Bill, you're right. It is a significant part of the revenue. You can broadly define it as licensed properties, which I'll come back to, original creative properties, and what I'm calling graphic novels. For the licensed properties, such as Star Trek, which is Paramount, not only have we been a successful publisher of Star Trek comics, but we also took George Takei, one of the stars of the original and subsequent Star Trek series, and we took his life story and turned it into a graphic novel. Now, that was his personal life story. We turned it into a high-end graphic novel called They Call Us the Enemy, They Call Me Enemy, and this is about his experience as a Japanese family, which was in the 40s, which was essentially interned. And so that is an area that we like to explore all the different types of opportunities based on what is the property. So again, George Takei from Star Trek, They Call Us Enemy, graphic novel, Star Trek comics, very affordable for children, young adults, tweens, and adults collect them too, by the way.
If you're just joining us, we're having an interesting discussion about how things become created, such as comic books and publications, television, movies, etc. And we're talking with Alan Grafman, who's the CEO of IDW Media Holdings. By the way, that website is idwmediaholdings.com. That's idwmediaholdings.com. One last question. We've got about 2 minutes left, so let's look forward to what's happening now and in the future. You've got some growth plans. Tell us about that.
So, yes, given our capabilities, we are a highly prized partner, not only for creatives, Bill, but also for business partners who either have content that they want to monetize or have a natural affinity to partner with us. So, for instance, we're in a conversation with several podcasting companies because we are a rich repository of intellectual property and ideas and stories that could become podcasts. We're in a conversation with a golf. So, you know, the World Cup is being held in the Gulf. We're in a conversation with a emerging comic book company that wants our help in developing their properties, not only for their territory, but throughout the whole Middle East and even here in the U.S. And then finally, there are many creators of television that would like to have relationships with us to go through. We have over 300 properties, and many of those have been not fully exploited. So all three of those are areas that I'm focused on for IDW.
And so, folks, if you would like to find out more, and remember that this is a company that you can invest in, and so many ways that you might want to explore some of the aspects of our conversation this afternoon, you can go to idwmediaholdings.com, idwmediaholdings.com, the official website. And Alan Grafman's been my guest this afternoon, new CEO of the last 6 months, and as you can see, involved with some exciting projects, some future projects. And with that, Alan, we're out of time, but thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill, and greetings to Tampa. Bye now.
God bless you. We'll be right back.